We have another guest sitting here. Ryan from The Adventurers is here. And actually, this is pretty cool because they are opening, and my good friend Rodney Meyer told me this. He came into the video store the other day and said a friend of mine is opening up a board game. Like, it's a combination board game cafe.
Yeah, a board game venue? Cafe. And
downtown Kitchener.
And retro video games.
And retro video games. Yeah. So, CJ, you were talking about this, like, this is a big craze in Korea.
Yeah, it's huge.
Discuss amongst yourselves.
It's really big in South Korea, this idea of the board game cafe. And they make really good money too.
Wow.
So I hear.
Yeah.
So what kind of board games will you have?
A whole selection. We'll have, a lot of the classic stuff that everybody grew up with, like Monopoly and all that jazz. Yeah, we'll have all the old favorites, Monopoly and whatnot, Candyland. We had somebody ask if we had Candyland so they could have a brutal Candyland death match with her best friend.
What is Candyland?
Candyland is like this classic. It's very, very easy to play. It's just sort of you start here and get to this endpoint, roll the dice until you get there. It's sort of like a first tier level kind of game.
Okay.
So we're gonna have all the way, not necessarily
ages five and up.
Exactly, that's right. A kid game.
We're gonna have Mousetrap.
We have Mousetrap.
I love Mousetrap.
I know. We'll have that.
And Green Ghost. Remember Green Ghost? You guys remember Green Ghost?
I remember Green Ghost. Yes.
I don't think you're playing that one.
We had that. Well, I lived in Belfast, and you turn off all the lights, and then you turn the, like, you play in the dark, and the game glows in the dark, and you move all these ghosts around the board.
Ooh.
It's whacked.
You totally die whacked. In the game. You die for real.
You can have a Ouija board.
We're considering that.
You know what? I was at when I was in Toronto on the weekend, they had a big steampunk festival, and there were people selling all these Ouija board T-shirts. And I thought,
that's
freaky. will you have? Well, this is probably a no-brainer Scrabble.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. So yeah, we'll have all those games, and right up the spectrum to the more complex games. Some of them at three, four hours to play.
Tell us how the cafe is set up. Like, somebody comes into the cafe, they buy a coffee, and they pick out the board game.
Yeah, the way it works is the model that that board games cafes typically use. You come in, you sit down, you talk to somebody about how long you intend to stay, how many people you've got, if you're expecting more players, and we sort of help you pick out a game that's appropriate for you. Mm-hmm. So we'll ask you what kind of games you're into, if you can name one that you like.
It's like board game consulting.
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
Exactly. We like to call them wizards.
Game wizards.
Helping you on the path to adventure.
I have a game, and it was a Canadian game that came out because I interviewed the creator of this game. It was called Trafficking. Have you ever heard of this game?
Trafficking.
Yeah.
Was he from Avalon Hill or Family Pastimes?
I can't remember. I wrote about him for the Chronicle years ago.
Like a drug game?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Really? Actually.
Okay.
And I, you know what?
I have this game too.
I was going to give this. I still have this game at home. I was going to donate it to someone.
I should
give it to you guys.
Hey,
it's a very exclusive Canadian game. There's another game too that there are games that are created that don't go anywhere.
Oh no, absolutely. We've made a point to collect some of those. We've got some really odd stuff, like
it's how you keep people in the cafe.
Exactly.
I have another game too that I have that I think someone gave it to me, creator saying, "Well, this is going to be the next big thing." Well, it's kind of like Trivial Pursuit, except it's for seniors, and the cards are outlined in black lines the way they used to get, telegrams when a loved one had been killed in the war. So this game didn't go over either.
Right.
I've forgotten that. I think it's called We Remember When.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of this game?
It sounds
either
familiar. Basically, a less fun trip.
A less fun Trivial Pursuit.
Okay.
So I have that game as well.
We'll skip on that one.
and then there's all the Trivial Pursuits like Silver Screen, which is really hard to play. That's very difficult.
Oh, yeah. I find Triv very hard to play.
Trivial is.
Yeah.
Silver Screen is like it separates the mice and the men, and I work in a video store and I still can't get half the questions right. It's very difficult. But why do you guys think the board games have come back?
It's hard to say. I think at least for us, we enjoy plugging out, like unplugging, I guess, and doing something face to face. Gaming is so huge now because the generation that grew up on games like, Dungeons and Dragons and the birth of Atari and NES and all that stuff. They're all mature now, and they now want to take those things that when they were young were at a level of simplicity and take it to the next level where these games can mean have a potential to mean something. These games have potential to be art if you want to push it that far.
A slow it's game just, movement.
Yeah, it's just it's reached a point of maturity now where everybody's familiar with games, everybody's played games, and now we're at this point in our culture where, you know, the geek is on the rise. We've seen it. Like it's
very true.
The geek shall inherit the earth.
That's an interesting
join the movement.
That's an interesting notion. So CJ, in Korea, why were the board games so popular in Korea?
Same reason.
Yeah.
People want to get out of their lives, they want to go and have fun with their friends. A lot of Korean youth, way younger than me, they would go with their friends, and instead of going and doing something in the mall or hanging out in a computer cafe, they go and do board games. My question is, are you going to have original Nintendo?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what everybody wants to know. Are you going to have original Nintendo?
Oh, yes. NES, SNES, N64.
Pac-Man?
We've got Pac-Man.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's so cool.
I remember some Duck Hunt.
So where is this? Where is this located in downtown?
It's going to be 36 Ontario Street North. So that's the block in between King and Duke Street. So a couple blocks from the bus station.
Oh, okay.
Are you doing like a grand opening?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're hoping to. Okay. Some things have to fall into place. We're actually aiming for this Friday. Mm-hmm. Maybe a bit more of a soft opening. But we're hoping to be operational by Friday if all things goes
awesome.
Well.
Awesome.
Know, that's cool. Certainly really next great. Week
it's something KW needs for sure.
Yeah. We did an event for the Summer Lights Festival.
On the weekend.
On the weekend. And I had an NES set up with a TV. And the look on people's faces as they pass by and just lit up and... That's a and the controllers, they're original controllers. Amazing.
So great.
I remember that. And there's this one young lady that played it for at least, I don't know, half an hour, 45 minutes, and then turned to me and said, "Thank you so much. I haven't played this in 20 years.
I can see that."
And she said, "KW is now a livable city." I was like, well, you know, it's all worthwhile to hear, somebody sort of really glow over
downtown that. Kitchener is really starting to, you know, it's very cool. There's all these little places that are opening up. When Rodney told me what you were doing, I went, oh, you got to bring that on the radio. That would be...
So well, my partner and I had a really fierce debate over whether to try to set up in Waterloo or Kitchener. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, you know, the obvious choice would be, well, go to Waterloo. That's where all the students are. But for some reason, we just, you know, our hearts are in Kitchener. So we decided to set up there.
And well, there's Phoenix, right?
Yeah,
there's all these all there's games really exchange. There's all these there's big gamers thing happening in Kitchener. So that is really cool. Well, Ryan, thank you so much
for
coming
Cool.
Do you guys have a website that people can access for more information?
It's still being built. There is the Facebook page. It's just, you know, facebook.com/AdventuresGuildCafe.
Okay.
And the Twitter is @guild_cafe.
Okay. What is it near? I'm just trying to think here. If it's on Ontario Street.
Yeah, it's across the street from the Scotiabank parking lot.
So is it near Stelfrugal, right around there?
Yes, it's right beside it. Beside that and Little Mushroom Catering.
Oh my God, that's a nice little block there.
And Little Mushroom is catering all the amazing,
all
delicious
the
treats. The desserts
that's
for
so
us,
cool.
for sure.
So coffee, cappuccino, and treats.
And we're hoping to get licensed as well. So
we're
working on that. Craft beers and whatnot.
Flipped board games then.
Yes,
game boards.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
we'll be sure to laminate everything.
Yeah. Highlight your Facebook page one more time.
Yeah, it's facebook.com/AdventuresGuildCafe.
Adventurers Guild Cafe.
Yeah.
Adventurers.
Make sure
you get that.
Cafe. Downtown Kitchener. Ontario, sir. 36 Ontario.
36 Ontario.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, that's gonna be great.
Adventures for all.
Yeah, I gotta check it out. Well, thank you. That's so awesome.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask Ryan for a song as well. Actually, Ryan used to host a show here. What was it, Ryan?
It was Molten Metal Madness every Friday night at midnight.
At midnight on Sound FM?
Oh, yes.
And this is the Hawkeyes?
This is one of my choice bands here. This is Hawkeyes, local Kitchener band. Love them to pieces. The song's called Dawn of the Deaf. And it will make you deaf.
Thanks so much. Thank you. We can see what that's called, Dawn of the Deaf.